It may be the original boy band story. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were Jersey Boys who made good in the 1960s. Well, today, Jersey Boys is the Broadway blockbuster hit that chronicles the group's rise to fame, fortune, and trouble. A touring production of the show has just opened at the Toronto Center for the Performing Arts, and our theater critic Lynn Slotkin was there. Will she sing their praises or not?
I'm Martina.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
So who are the Jersey Boys exactly?
Well, exactly. As you say, the Jersey Boys are four members of the group, the Four Seasons, who all came from New Jersey. And they are Bob Gaudio, Frankie Valli, Nick Massey, and Tommy DeVito. There is something particular about singers from New Jersey. You know, whether it's Frank Sinatra or Bruce Springsteen or the Four Seasons, there is a loyalty to where they came from, usually blue-collar workers, the school of hard knocks, you know, but that loyalty either to family or friends or to their state is like nowhere else.
But we've seen this sort of story before about the ups and downs of a band. Dream Girls comes to mind.
Sure.
Is this more closely based on real life?
Yeah. I mean, the book is by Marshall Brickman and Rick Ellis, and they touch on the points of interest of these four guys. We've got Tommy DeVito, who was a singer hustler who was familiar with jail time. This poor fella. He formed the group. There were many groups that he formed, and he usually formed them with a high school friend, Nick Massey. And then there came this high school kid with a glorious high soprano voice, who eventually became named Frankie Valli. Frankie Valli. Never mind. Then they accepted Bob Gaudio into the group, who wrote the songs that made the group. As he says later in the show, without him, there would be no Four Seasons. And he's not kidding. Along the way, there were women, wives, broken marriages, troubled children, and a major problem. No matter how successful the group was making money, it was not enough for Tommy DeVito. He racked up gambling debts and unpaid taxes that totaled $1 million. And Frankie Valli went to a friend, Reed Organized Crime there, who paid off the debt. The crime group wanted to keep an eye on Tommy DeVito, so they made him leave the group and move to Las Vegas, where they could keep him under wraps. In the meantime, the four remaining Four Seasons members had to work for a long time to pay off the debt. And DeVito is living, you know, I love this. DeVito's living the life of Riley in Las Vegas while his buddies are slugging their guts out to pay off the problem. That kind of loyalty is rare. And over time, the group broke up, but they sold 175 million records, and they were inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Of course, they play hockey too. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Frankie Valli is trotted out every time they have these openings.
Jersey Boys, a Tony Award-winning show. So how does a musical about a 60s pop group strike a chord for an audience in 2008?
Well, I think it does it really well. We live in a time of sound bites, pizzazz, and multitasking distractions, you know, in which whizzing pace is more important than quiet reflection. And Jersey Boys is perfect for that mindset. We get the basic information, but not enough to distract you with weighted drama. Don't look for deep character development here, because it's not the point of Marshall Brickman and Rick Ellis's book. The music is the reason to be in the room. Music by Bob Gaudio and lyrics by Bob Crewe. People who might not have heard of the Four Seasons would know the music. You know, it must have been tough job to pick what songs you put in, what songs you don't. You've got Sherry, Walk the Line, Walk Like a Man, etc. There are 22 songs in Act 1, 12 in Act 2. So it, in a sense, it's a concert.
Does it live up to the hype?
Okay. Yeah, I think it does live up to it lives up to the hype. It's wonderfully performed. Des McAnuff is the master of dazzle. And I think if you want a concert of the Four Seasons, this is what you see.
Thanks, Lynn.
Pleasure.